March 28, 1942 to April 30, 2023. Age 81. Tony Biggin Pound passed away peacefully in the presence of his family at Sea to Sky Hospice in Squamish on April 30, 2023. Tony will be lovingly remembered by his wife of 53 years, Moira, née Shaw, his two sons, David and Stephen, his beloved five grandchildren, ages 14 to 7, Elijah, Ember, Orion, Zach, and James, his brother, Den, Jan, and family and friends in Canada, the UK, and New Zealand. Tony emigrated from the UK to Canada in 1956 at age 14 with his family, and lived in North Vancouver, Whistler, and Squamish for the past 51 years. Tony was a true jack of all trades and worked in several different careers in the Sea to Sky region, including helping build Whistler Mountain, where he worked for several years in the 1960s bartender, handyman, forest ranger, building the highways, starting Squamish Security Services, trucking with Squamish Freightways, and retiring from the District of Squamish, which included driving the Zamboni. Tony was very knowledgeable on practical and technical subjects, had a lifelong curiosity for learning, and was always ready to share his skills and help others. Tony was an active community member in Squamish, particularly in arts and culture. He enjoyed his professional hobby of theater lighting and sound with the Howe Sound Drama Club for many years and was instrumental in promoting the building of the Eagle Eye Theater and providing technical design guidance. He also did lighting and sound for many community events. Tony was a lifelong sailor and an early member of the Squamish Yacht Club, where he volunteered with SOAR. Other hobbies included an abiding interest in steam trains and railways, jazz, and playing recorder with a local group. Tony enjoyed traveling widely in retirement, including sailing the Indian Ocean, cruises, and spending time in warmer climates. After downsizing to an apartment, Tony enjoyed applying his natural skills in managing and fixing things to his new hobby of serving on the Strata Council for the benefit of the building and its residents. Tony had a quick smile and a dry wit, and his easygoing charm will be missed by all. Thank you to the nurses and doctors at Sea to Sky Hospice for their kind and compassionate care. A celebration of life will be held on Saturday, June 17, at 11 a.m. at Squamish Funeral Chapel, squamishfuneralchapel.com.